One thing the governors are failing to tell the American people. Well, recently a conversation was had where a woman had told us that, well, she was really excited to get her experimental COVID vaccine shot. She had said that she was looking forward to everything going back to normal, that she, like everybody else, was tired of all of this COVID talk, the masks, and the continual warning of what could happen if you did not take one of their vaccinations. So in other words, she was drinking all in that the propagandists were filling her cup up with. When we tried to tell her that many well-known doctors were trying to warn the people on a global scale, she immediately responded with, "Then why isn't it on television?" What she said was right. Why wasn't it and why isn't it on television? But 94% of the people declare that they don't trust the mainstream media. Furthermore, we have over and over again reminded the people that the big tech companies, along with the mainstream media, are working hand in glove with corrupt politicians to sell you both the fear of the invisible enemy and their said resolve with vaccinations. They have been, in fact, censoring any information which blows their false and deceptive narratives out of the water. Apparently, she does not understand that the same ones selling the fear are the same ones, in fact, are the ones selling the vaccinations. These are the same ones manufacturing the death tolls and manipulating test results to tip in favor of setting their false narratives. Friends, this whole war on an invisible enemy, as they have named it, has been nothing but an invasion into our personal lives, as well as a war against our God-given rights. And on top of all of this, Americans are seeing their said governors come out blowing the horn in a favorable light when it comes to playing the salesman on the behalf of the corrupt CDC, as well as for the vaccine companies themselves, when telling their constituents to get vaccinated. Yet, one thing is always missing from every one of the propaganda pieces that they sell to the people. And guess what that is? The truth. Did the mainstream media, the governors, and those that are setting the propagandist narrative tell you about the CDC? That 2,050 are dead following the COVID vaccines? As 300 plus deaths added just this last week? 16 deaths from new J&J shot producing COVID symptoms. Did the mainstream media tell you about the North Carolina college professor dead after Johnson & Johnson experimental COVID shot? Of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you that an entire city is in shock as another Italian professor is dead following the AstraZeneca COVID injection? Of course not. Did the mainstream media, did the governors, did the president of the United States of America, did Bill Gates, did the head of the WHO or Anthony Fauci, did they tell you that the 31-year-old Italian professor dead following the experimental AstraZeneca COVID injection? Of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you about the Kansas City councilwoman dead hours after receiving experimental COVID injection? Again, of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you about the 27-year-old Georgian nurse dead one day after the experimental COVID shot? Again, absolutely not. In Ireland, did the mainstream media tell you about the 9 nursing home residents that died of COVID-19 despite being mRNA vaccinated? Again, of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you about boxing champion Marvin Hagler, who died at the age of 66 after receiving an experimental COVID vaccine? Absolutely not. Did the mainstream media tell you about the 39-year-old surgical technician and the mother who died 4 days after second experimental Moderna COVID mRNA shot? Again, absolutely not. Folks, the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. How come they're not telling you the truth of the matter when it comes to these dangerous vaccinations? I end with this. Is it not of interest that there's a 6,000% increase in reported vaccine deaths in the first quarter of 2021, and yet you haven't heard a peep from the mainstream media, from Bill Gates, from the WHO, from the CDC, nor have you heard a peep from these governors and this current administration? Thank you. bbsradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, at any time, if you want to call in, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, please. And or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, I think more than anything, we need to be paying attention to the fact that what has been going on in this country, we can all agree, it's not getting better, it's getting worse. Well, I'm telling you right now, folks, it's going to increase into getting worse. When you look over at Leviticus 26, and I want you to listen to it because it applies to every single person listening here. When you look at Leviticus 26, 1 through 15 is the promises of God, okay? And then he tells us, 1 through 13 is the promises of God. And then verse 14, he said, but if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all of that I command you to keep my judgments and my statutes, how to deal with corruption, he said, this is what's going to happen. If you shall despise my statutes, ignore the crimes that take place because you fail to deal with them, or if your soul abhors my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, he said, this is what I'm going to do unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. We've already seen that September 11th, 2001. Consumption and the burning og that shall consume the eyes, cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. We're seeing this through distribution to third world countries from corrupt administration, from corrupt administration after administration, stealing your tax dollars and the distributing it to third world nations, empowering them while you are sinking into poverty. It's interesting, folks, as I go on here, the Lord says that I will set my face against you and you shall be slain before your enemies. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I brought up the conversation that me and Tim Brown had, a morning show host from sonsoflibertyradio.com, And he had said, Bradley, if you go to the government's website, you'll see that the world's population, namely our world in the United States of America, will go from 337 million people down to 99 million. So interestingly enough, nothing happens in politics that's not first plans. The government's telling you right now that they're going to depopulate along with the likes of Bill Gates. But I know people don't want to listen to that. I know that's okay. I know that you sear to your conscience, but it doesn't matter if you ignore the truth or not. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? Judgment cometh. You're hastening the judgment of God upon yourselves by searing your conscience. Oh, I'm not done yet. Let me go on. The Lord said he would set his face against you. He would slay you before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you. Those that hate you are the ones that fail to tell you the truth. Those that hate you are the ones that are telling you from their mouth one thing as to what they're doing behind closed doors, just like it's happening today. But again, you can go ahead and ignore it all that you want to, because the only thing that searing your conscience does is, again, a point to hear the voice back from heaven, prepare to meet your God as a nation. Let me go on here, friends. And if you will not yet for all of this, listen carefully unto me, the Lord said, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. Your strength shall be spent in vain. Your land shall not yield her increase. Neither shall the trees of the field or the land yield their fruits. And then he goes on and says, and if you still walk contrary unto me and will not listen unto me, he said, I'll bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. So in other words, Numbers 32, 23 comes to my aid. America, your sin is finding you out. I hope that you're sitting down for this show, because folks, if you think things were bad in the past, you should see what's going on right now. The current administration is reassigning all of the accomplices to the last 3.5 years of the pandemic before Joe Biden. And the fact of the matter is, folks, they're going to re-engage again. I'm going to show you some video. I'm going to show you some of the appointees. As a matter of fact, here, I'll show you one right here. I've been highlighting this little sellout who sold his soul. As Jesus said, what is it for you to sell your own soul, Dr. Oz? What is it for you to gain the whole world and yet lose your own soul? Well, they're about ready to find out, folks. Life is but a vapor. They're gambling with their souls. Dr. Mehmet Oz, the new head of CMS, is a WEF member, Klaus Schwab. Remember, Donald Trump said Klaus Schwab was doing a great job. He also promoted the pandemic. He supported COVID vaccines. He supported trans surgeries for children. He supported human microchips. They're all doing the same thing. I don't think anybody's really going to be surprised as to who's a part of this circle. It's what we've been trumpeting from this platform for decades in this country. They're all in it together. Isaiah 28, verse 18. And some of the faces that you're going to see that are being called in to serve the current administration, I want you to remember this before we get to the show. Every single one of them are accomplices to the Operation Warp Drive given to you by the father of the vaccine. Why is he recouping these guys? Why is he calling them all in? And you'll know the names, but we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. I wanted to highlight something here really quick. Isn't it interesting? I want you to think about this, because I want you to show, or I want you to see how they distract you from what they're doing in fact. See this guy right here? This is none other than Sodomite, a globalist, Judas, Luke 22:48, T.D. Jakes. We played some videos of a young man that T.D. Jakes was grooming because he wanted to have homosexual love with him and him only, and he didn't want his wife to find out. And isn't it interesting, all of this information coming out, and him and Diddy, who's a sodomite, by the way, Pimp Diddy right here, and there's T.D. Jakes. There's tons of pictures of him and T.D. Jakes, okay? What's interesting is all of a sudden, T.D. Jakes, he needs your sympathy. T.D. Jakes now needs your prayers. TD Jakes now is playing the victim. Does this sound familiar? I'm going to come right back to this in a moment.
In today's world, where real men are both marginalized and suppressed, we need to rise up as men and take responsibility for our duties. When you listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio, you will get a fully charged mandate for what you need to be doing. Bradley blends both biblical responsibilities and our God-given rights in his message to embolden anyone who listens. Both our families and especially our kids are at extreme risk, and real men need to take a stand and stop the madness. You will gain both strength and biblical direction by tuning in to Bradley Dean.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
Hello, I'm Curtis Powers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
I want to get back to this. 281-845-4704. Don't take shots at Bradley. Don't shoot the messenger, folks. 281-845-4704. But if you'd like to, I'm here. 281-845-4704. Jude 3 and 4, check it out. I'm here to, I'm available to shake, rattle, and roll if need be. We're not here to debate the Word of God. We know what it says. There is no debate. We're not going to deconstruct the Word to appease your feelings. It goes way beyond your feelings. Those that are Christ have crucified their flesh with its lust and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Say goodbye to all of that. Let's hold to the Word of God. Let's put our feet upon the rock and let's move forward. That's how we do this. I was just highlighting the fact, and I want you to see this, but this is what politicians do all day long. I've seen it 1,000 times from politicians. When they're under fire by the people, what do? They create some sort of crisis where it puts them now on the defensive in the victim position rather than the one that's the offender or the predator. Well, this is exactly what T.D. Jakes is doing, folks. We played some video for you some time ago where T.D. Jakes was actually being called out by a young man that T.D. Jakes was actually trying to groom. Now, what you're looking at right now is Pimp Diddy. He's working for agencies that are extorting men and women, all of them in Hollywood and in politics. Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you. They're all extorted. That's why they're all doing the same thing. They're too spineless to stand up and do the right thing. They've sold their souls, and they're going to pay the ultimate price for continuing on in their sin. That's what Scripture promises. They've rejected Christ. Therefore, they're going to receive the just recompense, just like these guys. So here's T.D. Jakes and none other than Diddy, right? You see that. And then before you know it, all of a sudden, T.D. Jakes is being called out all over the place for his homosexual activity his part to play with the sex trafficking of young men and young women at Diddy parties, right? I played that for you. Just want to make clear, you've seen all that information about 2 weeks ago. And now all of a sudden, T.D. Jakes needs your prayers. He needs your compassion. Now he is the victim of circumstance. Bradley, do you believe this really happened? Absolutely not. Do I believe that T.D. Jakes is a bad actor just like the rest of them? Absolutely, he's a bad actor. He wants you to turn, folks, your heart towards him in sympathy because now he can't help himself. Look at his health is taking a toll. Let's check this out. Here he is. Poor grooming individual. Poor guy. He can't help himself, folks. He's now, instead of in the limelight for his crimes against children, young men, and young boys, now all of a sudden he needs your support. The whole church needs to pray for him now.
The virus has killed 500,000 plus people.
Okay, so anyways, you've seen that. Now he needs your prayers. Now he needs your support. You guys all remember that and I always think of that one. Remember when Whitmer was promoting all of her edicts concerning the pandemic, and then all of a sudden the Supreme Court came out and pulled the rug from under her feet and told all the people in Michigan that everything she's been doing is against the law. She has no authority to do it. And then the following weekend, the FBI had already rounded up 13 guys that they set up and had paid informants do their best to set them up. They were all exonerated, just like I told you what they would be. But interestingly enough, over the weekend, the state hated her. They were rejoicing. And then on Monday, all of a sudden the news came out that she was the victim and there was a kidnapping plot that they wanted to go ahead and steal her away because of her crimes. You guys all remember that, right? Yeah, this is what they do. It's smoke and mirrors. That's all this is. Well, some might say, Bradley, maybe it is the judgment of God. I hope so. I really hope so. Why do you say that? Because the guy already crossed the lines a long time ago. He deserves the impending judgment, friends. Well, some will say, Bradley, that's just really harsh. Wait a second. Do you take time to read the Word of God? God is angry with the wicked every day. I don't. You guys out there that are sympathizers with the wicked, you show more compassion for the predators and the criminals than you do the victims themselves. I'll tell you what, at least until it comes to your front door, then you'll understand why righteous men call for judgment, to put an end to the crimes, to put an end to the one that chooses to commit the crimes. You've got it backwards. Mercy to the wicked is cruel to the innocent. Read Proverbs 17:15. Wake up, people, for your own sakes. My goodness. Read Luke 12:2 as well. And when you read that, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about here. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and to cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. Where is it that the American people stand up and defend the little ones? Well, the Lord will do what you don't do. And that's exactly what's happening here. Yesterday, I just want to get right to it because I want you to see what's going on here, folks. It's what do I want to say? It can't be I told you so, because then I'm cocky and then I'm arrogant and that. No, I'm just going back to the Word of God. And I told you it was coming because why? Because I held to the Word and I told you that if you don't turn and you don't listen, what's going to happen when you reject this voice? What's going to happen is you are going to reject your own mercies and judgment will increase upon you and the land. Okay. Not trying to be anybody here, just holding to the Word of God. Already read it just a couple minutes ago. I don't like to hear that. It doesn't matter if you like to hear it or not. It's coming. Full circle, it's coming again. Now, one of the things that I want to show you is, you guys all know last week I'd highlighted this. He's concerning the Bonhoeffer movie and the similarities between Adolf Hitler and that of America today. As a matter of fact, pastor from Germany said that Christ has come to us through Adolf Hitler, right? And also keep in mind that Niemöller as well as Bonhoeffer were the ones that were going back into Germany to accuse the church of being responsible for aiding Adolf Hitler to power. If you didn't know history, now you got it. Well, some will say that's what I'm seeing today. That's my point. Now, when you look at what's going on here, you can see the same forms of idolatry taking place in America. If you're on social media platforms right now, you'll see this blasphemy. This is coming from those that support such a scoundrel as this. Keep in mind, Trump shares courtroom sketch of himself on trial next to Jesus. He was the one that introduced this to the world. Okay, it wasn't somebody else doing it. So he's putting himself in that position. I got to go down a little bit further so you can see this. He's also putting himself in the place of King Cyrus. You can check out Isaiah 45, and you're going to see the blasphemy to the degree of no end. This surpasses what we've seen in the 30s for those that were around during that particular time. I mean, equating the president by name, Donald J. Trump, the Son of Man, the Christ, and the church going right along with it. And if you dare say anything to him, and I'm humored by it, folks, if you say anything to him about it and warning them to flee from the wrath to come concerning what they're supporting, and I'm thinking of Acts 12:22, there's something wrong with you, not anything wrong with them. Does anybody see some inconsistencies going on here, folks, concerning what's taking place? See, folks, I want to let you know, at least from my perspective, in my understanding of the Word of God, really what it comes down to is it's not so much that Donald Trump is the problem. It's not so much that Donald Trump, which he is, but it's not so much that Donald Trump needs to be converted as much as those that profess to be Christians that are ushering him back into the White House. They are the ones that need to be converted. Why? Because they've never been converted. That's true. They're idolaters, okay? And sad to say, I mean, Donald does what Donald does, right? Donald does what the devil taught him to do, lie. That's why Satan is called the great deluder. And I'm just here to tell you, Donald, because nobody else is going to tell you, but I am going to tell you. Proverbs 19:9 tells us, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. That's what you have up and coming, Donald. And the point that I wanted to make is, again, that Donald is just doing what he's been taught to do by the devil, and that's lie. Read John 8:44. But what I want you to see is the fact that, truth be told, Donald knows how to lie better than these idolaters in the professed church know how to practice the truth. Is it that true? Absolutely. I think I also shared with you, just to show you the comparison, because Adolf Hitler, did you know that Adolf Hitler wanted to take out the Old Testament of the Bible? And you couldn't preach in Germany. The Gestapo went into your church and you had to receive a license before you could actually preach, and you had to swear an oath to Adolf Hitler in Christian churches. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, just want to make sure. There was a lot of people that didn't do it, but the majority went with it, okay? Because they didn't want to interrupt their little selfish lives, okay? That's the truth. But isn't it interesting that Donald Trump is selling Bibles now from China while campaigning against trade practices? This is Donald Trump. And again, I'm being a little facetious, but I'm being quite honest. And simultaneously, as he's selling Bibles from China, as he's campaigning against trade practices with China, he's been doing this since day one, Congress means to now remove certain portions of Scripture. Did you see this? All of this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Anybody aware of this? Oh, boy. Boy, oh boy, I'm going to come right back to this and put a smile on all of your faces. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Okay.
Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com. Okay, let me get right to this, folks. Again, we got lots to cover. 281-845-4704. This is what searing your conscience brings you about. They're fortifying themselves again to war against who? We the people. They've been doing it for decades. Folks, since the inception of the country. I mean, really, seriously. Interesting, you know, you guys all know that the DOD came up with an excuse to go ahead and use deadly force against the American people, right? You guys all know that? Just want to make sure that you understand. Look at the timing of this. Please do look at the timing of this, okay? You guys all know that this was all in the Department of Homeland Security, who the domestic terrorists are. They've identified Americans. You guys all know this, right? It's interesting, again, this is the mainstream media. This is what I want you to see. Look at how the mainstream media wars against the truth. Look who's telling you. The devil wants you to believe he's telling you the truth this time, folks. Post misleads on Pentagon lethal foreign policy. Well, wait a second. Here's another one. Propaganda outlets. DOD directive did not authorize lethal military force on U.S. soil. Oh, folks, they've been taking tests concerning using lethal force against the American people for a long time. I talked to the local sheriff, and he's aware of this. Did you hear what I said? The mainstream media is always trying to cover for the conspirators by denying the truth of their guilt. Jeremiah 11:9. It's absolutely true. I've seen this literally 150 times. They're liars. There's no truth in these devils. The dummies don't realize they're the first ones lined up against the wall. The ones that are covering for those that are committing the act of conspiracy. The perpetrators. Well, that's what it is. You also know on Saturday I'd highlighted the fact that the Congress somehow, before he even got back into the People's White House, somehow or another they passed a bill giving Donald Trump unlimited authority. That's not American government, by the way. Unlimited authority to go after his political opposition. Doesn't anybody get a little concerned about stuff like that? By the way, isn't that what they did back in the 30s? Oh, it's exactly what they did. It's exactly what they did. You know what's interesting about that? These emergency acts is exactly what old Adolf used continuously to overthrow the Constitution of the Weimar Republic. Boy, now they want to come into America and retrieve all of those illegals that they allured into America. And they want to use the military and put them on the streets. Hey, folks, you better ask the question, who's going to be in the who's going to be in those uniforms? Is it going to be the United Nations? Again, I'm not trying to startle anybody, but I'm trying to get you to think about the people that are lying to you are now telling you that they're going to come in and they're going to go ahead and deport all those illegals in that they allured in. How come the American people haven't stood up and held these treasonous individuals in federal and state government for the act of treason? How come they haven't impeached them? How come they haven't prosecuted them? Because they don't want to. They want their favorite politician to do it for them. Just ain't going to happen. Another thing I wanted to highlight really quick in case you missed yesterday's show is Pam Bondi. She is an anti-gunner. You know this, right? And I played a little bit of this for you. And maybe you need to see it. I'll let you see this in case you missed it.
About President Trump's recent nominee for the Attorney General. Her name is Pam Bondi. She has a pretty long track record in public office. And some of it is very good, just to be clear. And some of it is not so good, particularly as it comes to the Second Amendment and due process, supporting or not supporting due process. So one of the things that she did relating to firearms is support a bill in Florida while she was the attorney general and went to court several times over lawsuits on it. Basically, that bill prohibited 18 to 20-year-old American citizens from purchasing rifles, as well as other things in that bill as well. And she went to court, like I just said, and fought multiple lawsuits to support that bill. Obviously, that is not good, right? So for somebody who is going to be the head law enforcement agent for the United States under the President Trump term, that is certainly something we don't want as well. Additionally, many of you may...
The question that needs to be begged here, folks, let's use a little common sense. Why all of a sudden is he appointing such people? Oh, I'm just... This is the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to play this for you in a moment. Why is he appointing these people? Why is he appointing these doctors that are responsible for the crimes committed against people? And now I'm just going to kind of spray a little bit, friends, because you're going to see a video where it's going to bring all in for the short time that we have left in the radio show. Why is he appointing WEF members? Oh, he's not the only one. Why is he appointing those that the Lord condemns concerning sodomites? Why is he doing that? I mean, I thought he was wanting to make America great again. So you make America great again by advocating for what God condemns? I mean, really? Remember this one from yesterday? This is Donald Trump has just appointed Scott Bessent for Treasury Secretary. Listen carefully. Bessent is a homosexual hedge fund manager who worked for George Soros for 10 years and received a $2 billion investment from him for his firm in 2015. Oh, you do also know simultaneously that George Soros, the international criminal that all these politicians talk down about, nobody's dealt with him. He's not allowed to do this in any other country but America. But you do know that he just bought over 160 radio stations in America, right? Under the guise of conservatism. Did you know that? Put that up against Matthew 5:13. Again, this is what happens when you sear your conscience. You think somehow or another that you're deterring what's coming your way by not paying attention to it. I don't know anybody in their right mind that would do something like that. But that's what the American people are doing overwhelmingly, right? They'll claim that they're not, but in fact, that's what they're doing on so many different fronts, is they're searing their conscience. Not a good place to put yourself. I want to go ahead and hit that topic of the shots because, in fact, recently, and I don't know that there's anybody out there that doesn't know somebody from their intermediate family or somebody that they know or somebody's family that they might know that hasn't lost a handful or in some cases just one or two people from the experimental jab. And isn't it interesting how the ones that Donald Trump are appointing, by the way, Donald Trump is still out there for those that didn't know. He's still telling the people to get their shots. So for all of those that are trying to justify the unjustifiable, saying that he had nothing to do with it, then why has he called himself the father of the vaccine? Why is he sold to the people on a worldwide basis that he saved millions of lives? Why is he telling the people to continuously take the shot, all the while knowing that the opposite is true? This is what makes these people dangerous, and it makes it dangerous for yourself when you sear your conscience, when you allow people to continuously drive you into the direction that they're driving you. Again, put that up against Isaiah 5:20. It's not like we can change the Holy Ghost, folks, because we don't want to hear what he has to say anymore. No, that's the stupidest thing somebody can do. I mean, if somebody's going over the end of the cliff and you got a guy standing in front of you trying to wave you down, yelling, saying, stop, 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 Psalm 19:11, you don't get mad at him and drive right over him, right? And then end up going over the end of the cliff. I mean, that's what people do concerning their conscience. No, you take heed to it. And if you don't take heed to it, this is what you get more of. I want to show you this again. Because RFK Jr., this guy too, I mean, RFK has done some really cool things. And on the other side, just like any other politician, they can say they do good things all day long. They put that on their resume. But what they don't want you to see is all the bad things or evil things or unconstitutional transgressions they committed while they were in that particular position. But in this particular case, I just want you to hear this. This is RFK concerning the plandemic. And again, I want you to hear what he has to say concerning what's going on here with the CIA operative Tucker Carlson.
Because all of these entities are making money on them. The insurance companies, the hospitals, the medical cartel, the pharmaceutical companies have lifetime annuities. And the earlier that kid is sick, they don't want to kill him. They want him sick for the rest of their lives. And we have now a whole generation. When my uncle was president, 6% of Americans had chronic disease. Today it's 60%. When my uncle was president, do you know what the annual cost of treating chronic disease was in this country? Zero. There weren't even any drugs invented for it. Zero. Today it's about $4.3 trillion.
When your uncle was president...
And none of it is necessary.
What was the autism rate in 1960? Do we know?
And none of it is necessary. The disease wasn't there because evil men weren't allowed to create the disease with the drugs that they're selling. Folks, they're the ones that are inducing. They're the ones that are the cause of, let's just say, crisis in general. But when we're talking about the experimental jab, and I just seen a video the other day of another doctor trying to get to the people saying the experimental jabs, it's not to prevent, it's in the vaccine. It's giving the person what they're telling you that they're trying to get you to avoid or to indemnify yourself against or to make yourself impervious to concerning the disease. They're putting it in the said vaccines. That's how, this is what I'm talking about. They do the opposite of what they tell you that they're doing. Folks, what's the pill in the jam? They create the crisis. They come in around the back. They make money off of what? Playing the problem solver. Nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:4. Let's go back and listen to the rest of what RFK has to say to CIA operative Tucker Carlson.
In 1960, the autism rate, there's about four, five studies, and the highest rate, say about 1 in 2,500, 1 in 1,500, 1 in 2,500, 1 in 10,000. Oh, So that, you know, it was somewhere between 1 in 1,500 and 1 in 10,000. Today, it's 1 in every 34 kids, according to the CDC.
1 in every 34 kids. Well, how are they doing this? What are you eating, folks? Have you seen the charts as to who you're getting your food for or from? They're all coming from the same sources. Just like all of your media sources, they're all coming from the same sources. They're all controlled. They're consolidating their power over you, friends. They're creating the problems. And then they make money off of playing the problem solver. RFK just said they want them kids to be sick for the rest of their lives. They want them to be dependent upon pharmaceutical companies. Well, P.S. pharmaceutical companies were going out of business before the last pandemic. This is what happens when you sear your conscience. We're going to come back and I'm going to show you the new roundup. Trump surrounding himself with Operation Warp
Speed accomplices.
Don't
have a place to go for church on Sunday?
We'll be right back.
Come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. You know, just want to let everybody know that orders will go out tomorrow morning. Thank you for your orders. Your orders will go out tomorrow morning. You'll have your orders within 3 to 5 days. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, final segment, 281-845-4704. I wanted to let you know, I just got to tell you on just what it's like being me for a moment. How many people take shots at me all day long for just merely taking the fruit off the branch of Donald Trump's wicked tree? As if to suggest I'm to blame for exposing his corruption. Why would anybody be mad at me for doing that? It's okay, I guess, when you get caught up into the pro wrestling, you know, like between him and Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, you know, all the handpicked little clowns in the circus of politics. It's okay when it's the person they don't like, but when it's the person they like, they get mad about that. Why is that? I'll tell you why. Because they're searing their own conscience. They're trying to justify crime in another man that's within themselves. That's the truth of the matter. You know what the word Torah means? It means law. It means to point the finger. You know what we're called to do as preachers? We are called to point the finger. God never sends a man that doesn't first trouble consciences. Yeah? That's a faithful preacher. That's called love. I know it contradicts your emotional, fallen state, reprobate version and definition of what love is today, but I'm here to tell you, Christ is the standard in his risen state, not man in his fallen state. And that Holy Ghost comes from what? I'm sorry, that love comes from the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, to do what? Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. The ones that hate you are the ones that don't tell you. The ones that hate you are the ones that are lying to you. The ones that hate you are the ones that don't care about you enough to tell you what nobody else is willing to tell you. Why? Because it tells us in Romans 13 that love worketh no ill. Put that up against Leviticus 19:17 as well. Now you go to biblical love, and you go to the love that some of you claim that you have, and you have the audacity to call it the love of Christ. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. That's not your love. Your love is trying to defend the corruption in others that you're trying to defend in yourselves. Here, I'll tell you what. You're no more going to be able to defend your sin on judgment day or in this life than anybody else will. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And until you repent, you will, or unless you repent, you will perish. It's my job to lay the axe to the root of the tree to show you out of love what it is that you don't want to hear, but rather what you need to hear. Okay? That's all I'm doing. And let me tell you this too. The reason we're talking about this today concerning Trump now surrounding himself with Operation Warp Speed accomplices, that's who he's restocking in his administration, friends. Because they want to go ahead and push through Hegelian dialect. They want to go ahead and push the agenda a little bit further. But don't tell me I didn't tell you. Don't tell me I wasn't making reference to the Word of God and telling you the Lord told us this was coming. Until this is dealt with, we're going to keep talking about it because the way they do what they do and how they get away with what they get away with is because the people don't stay what needs to be dealt with. That's why they're inundating you with so many. That's why they're spraying so many different corruption and topics all over the people is to confuse them just to throw their hands up and say, who can do anything about it? No. Hold to the one. Because if you hold to this one topic concerning Operation Warp Speed and you hold every single one of them accountable, I guarantee you they're going to think 100 times before they ever commit another crime again. And that's the message that the people should be giving these corrupt scoundrels, because that's exactly what they are. These individuals are killing, stealing, and destroying, just like their fathers taught them to do. And they're profiting from the people in the process. And it's not just one of them. It's all of those that you see through the mainstream media that are promoted in a good light. Or in some cases where they try to put them as an underdog so they can bring a lot of finances to them, like Donald Trump, who just raised billions of dollars off the stupidity of his worshipers. Remember, that's the guy that, well, I'm not going to take any money when I get into office. No, I'm just going to rape and pillage everybody in the process of getting to the office again. And somehow or another, I guess the American people think it costs $1.6 billion to run for the presidency of the United States of America. It does not. It takes $250 million. But that is the world's view. But if God wants you there, it doesn't matter if you have any money or not. He'll get you there. Okay? Period. Some will say, well, Bradley, Donald's been sent by God. You're right. He has been for judgment. And judgment increases. It increases. Why? Because the people are searing their conscience. And again, this is what's coming on. You know, one of the things that I talked about, and I got to get to this quickly because we're almost done here. But I remember, do you guys remember about 4 Mays ago, month of May? Remember how I told you and I said, I never do this, but I'm going to share this with you. And I'm going to write a whole book about it. Matter of fact, Giftings of the Spirit. How I woke up and I said, I see a tsunami coming. And one thing I realized about tsunamis, because I seen the first wave come in, it was real small. That's how it first started off, if you remember right, before it took place.
And then the second wave was coming in. It was a bigger wave. And I said, if the people don't stop it at the second wave, the third one's going to come in and destroy them. You guys all remember this? Go back on sonsoflibertymedia.com 3 or 4 years. It was in the month of May. And go ahead and tell me if that's not what we're seeing. You ever see tsunamis? What they do is they come in out of nowhere. And then what they'll do is they'll come in and then they'll go out. And then they'll come in stronger force. Yep. Yep. Just want to make clear you all got that. Not trying to claim to be anything. I'm just telling you, folks, when I get it from him, I know I got it. And I've never done it before, but I gave it. And here we are. And now that the name of the title, or should I say the name of the show today, is Searing Your Conscience, what it looks like, what it brings about. Because that wave's coming in again, folks. And it may come in different forms, but I want you to see what they're trying to suppress once again. This guy's name is Greg Reese. He's got a fantastic voice. I really like his voice. I don't know if he's a good guy or not, but he's got great content, at least concerning what I'm going to show you right now. Let's go to this. And again, I want you to see exactly what's happening concerning Donald Trump and who he is stacking back into place when it comes to his cabinet members, okay? And I'm just waiting for this to come back up. Hang on. We'll get to it. For some reason, it's uploading right now. Okay, let's go ahead. Here we go.
The other concern I have is the bioweapon that was released on us, the vaccines. That needs to be communicated effectively in the new administration that something bad happened.
Many of us would like to see justice for the millions murdered by the nanotech-infected shots. But don't hold your breath. If approved, our next cabinet will include, as Administrator for Medicare and Medicaid, Dr. Oz, a television personality who pushed implantable chips, transgenderism for kids, and pushed the deadly COVID vaccines repeatedly.
Should people have their children vaccinated?
Definitely yes.
Definitely yes.
Donald Trump's
as a doctor, even I'm in awe of the incredible advances made in search of a COVID-19 vaccine. Never in the history of mankind has a vaccine been developed at this speed. But just because we're moving fast doesn't mean we're moving unsafely. We're cutting red tape, not cutting corners. I trust the science and the scientists behind these COVID-19 vaccines. And you should too.
What can you do after you get the COVID vaccine?
He's doing the same thing, by the way, the mayors did, that if you get the shot, then you can go back to your normal life. They were called keys to the city. This is what this little controlled operative, Mr. Dr. Oz, that Donald Trump's putting back into office, he's offering your freedom back too, as long as you go along with the narrative. Okay, so we're just going to...
The concern I have is effectively in the new administration, something bad happened.
I did that, but it did.
Many of us would like to see justice for the millions murdered by the nanotech-infected shots. But don't hold your breath. If approved, our next cabinet will include, as Administrator for Medicare and Medicaid, Dr. Oz, a television personality who pushed implantable chips, transgenderism for kids, and pushed the deadly COVID vaccines repeatedly.
Should people have their children vaccinated?
Definitely yes. As a doctor, I'm in awe of the incredible advances made in search of a COVID-19 vaccine. Never in the history of mankind has a vaccine been developed at this speed.
He's his own worst enemy, folks.
Doesn't mean we're moving unsafely.
He's a snake.
We're cutting red tape, not cutting corners. I trust the science and the scientists behind these COVID-19 vaccines, and you should too.
What can you do after you get the COVID vaccine?
You can do everything you did before you got it. Right? It's not theirs to give,
folks. If approved, Marco Rubio will be our new Secretary of State. He pushed the vaccine and boasted that Operation Warp Speed was a huge success.
Can say a lot of things about the way America responded to the pandemic.
They're
in the early days,
but
the one thing that's without dispute,
all of them,
is that no one has done vaccines better than the United States. I mean, look around the world and look here. And look at the fact that right now, basically, if you're 12 years of age or older and you want a vaccine, you can get one.
If approved, Tulsi Gabbard will be the Director of National Intelligence. She helped get all the older people vaccinated early on.
3 weeks ago, I urged our leaders to put those over 65 years of age at the front of the line for vaccinations.
All WEF students, by the way, World Economic Federation
now,
students,
today I'm happy
every
to report
one of them.
The Department of Health and Human Services has now agreed to this strategy. So if you or your loved ones are 65 or over, you will now be able to get the vaccine if the leaders of your state comply with these recommendations.
If approved.
I want you to understand, they're still pushing what the world knows is responsible for the murder of millions, tens of millions of people concerning the experimental jabs. They're still pushing the same narrative. Now look at this, whatever you want to call her. Listen to what she has to say. She's being appointed to Donald Trump's administration as well, and she was actually praising Facebook and big tech for censoring free speech during the pandemic. They're all accomplices to the murder of innocent people in this world that we live now.
Dr. Jeanette Neshawat will be our new Surgeon General. She was also pushing the masks, the deadly vaccines, and the censorship.
First of all, vaccines save lives, and I am so excited, and I thank and I commend Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg for taking action, and I hope and pray that other social media platforms will follow suit and do the same thing.
If you are fully vaccinated, then it is safe to go outside, to go hiking, bike.
This is what it looks like when somebody sells you out. The only thing they care about is what they're getting out of the deal. They already know that they're too far gone, and they're just going headlong, friends. And the only thing that are going to stop these people are you. That's it. Oh, I don't know why I just
COVID-19.
Did it again, folks. Sorry about
success.
That.
Can say a lot of things. Pandemic.
I'm going to go back to this lady. It keeps rewinding itself.
3 weeks ago, I urged our leader, healthcare workers.
We don't have
so
leaders.
So you or her.
New Surgeon General. She was also pushing the masks, the deadly vaccines, and the censorship.
First of all, vaccines save lives, and I am so excited, and I thank and I commend Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg for taking action, and I hope and pray that other social media platforms will follow suit and do the same thing.
Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook for violating the people's rights so we can push our agenda.
To enjoy outdoor dining, to be around other people who are unvaccinated without a mask. Now, that is if you are fully vaccinated. It's also important that if you start your first dose, you get your second dose, because there's many who are not making the appointment.
The deal is done,
doses, and you will not get that 94-95% safety and efficacy if you don't get both doses.
You can go back to the very beginning of Operation Warp Speed. Trump's been pushing the vax the whole time. He even called himself the father of the vaccine.
And look, I guess in a certain way I'm the father of the vaccine, because I was the one that pushed it. I pushed the FDA like they have never been pushed before.
It shows you how unpainful that vaccine shot is. So everybody go get your shot. I recommend you take it.
People that do get it get better much quicker. That's a very important thing to know. They don't get nearly as sick, and they get better. Lindsey Graham's an example. He said, if I didn't have this vaccine,
yes,
I would have died.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines.
I think I saved many. I don't think. I know. I saved millions and millions of lives throughout the world.
We saved tens of millions of lives. Take credit. Don't let them take that away from you.
Okay, so the president made news.
Do you agree with that? Right?
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too.
And just recently, on November 22nd, Trump wrote that Operation Warp Speed saved hundreds of millions of lives. There is no signs of justice for the millions murdered by the deadly shots. And if the nanotech in the shots is the interface between humans and AI world, then I would expect another fake pandemic and more shots. Reporting for InfoWars.
Okay, so you guys got it. That is the end of the show. I held you over so you guys can see the rest of the video. I'll probably end up playing it again for you tomorrow. Please share the videos, folks. It's important. It's imperative, folks, that you do to save lives of others. We know people that are going through chemotherapy right now in hopes of saving their lives concerning the fact that they're victims of these mRNAs, these experimental jabs. And I just want you to see who's around this administration, because to suggest that this wasn't what he was going to do the second time around, you've got to be living with a seared conscience. And the fact of the matter is, we wanted to make sure to hit you the right way, to liven you up, and to to wake you up once again in the things of Christ, that you might not only save your soul, but also your physical life in the process of doing so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you order anything, folks, from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, your orders go out first thing in the morning. Just wanted to let you know, and we'll talk at you then.